Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners who want the confidence to grow without having to hustle 24/7. I'm Libby Langley, your host, award-winning No BS business coach and Amazon best-selling author. Join me each week to learn simple and practical strategies for growing your business, growing your profits, growing your confidence, and for having fun in business too. Here's this week's episode. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of Life in Business with me, your host, Libby Langley. Got some real talk for you today and some honesty, because we always like to add a dose of that in here. I'm going to talk about why it feels hard sometimes and how to make it easier. So first of all, sometimes it's hard, right? Sometimes being in business is just hard. Sometimes you're not feeling it. And that's kind of okay. First of all, I just want to acknowledge all of those things. It isn't necessarily all moonlight and roses, and it isn't necessarily the easy option, right? However, we do it because we love it, and we know that the possibility is there, right? The dream is there, and that's what matters. But in reality, some days are hard, okay? And some days you feel more kind of enthusiastic about things than others. So, you know, honestly, here today, I'm having a day of, oh my God, because today stuff feels hard for me. And I think because, you know, I had COVID, so I was getting over that, kind of left with a bit of tiredness there, away at an event for a couple of days, including a Saturday, so lost half my weekend. Came back and just feel really tired, got a bit of an upset tummy, all the stuff, the overshare there. So today's just one of those days where I kind of don't feel it as much, right? And the reason I share that with you is to say to you, so instead of just sitting here and, like, you know, shuffling papers and clicking things randomly and spending a lot of time in my financial spreadsheets, which is like my happy place, I'm recording a podcast because I know that I love doing this. And I know that by doing this, it will kind of get me back on track, right? Always does. It's one of my favorite things to do. And it always, like, inspires me because I know that I'm inspiring you. So I'm choosing to do an activity that I know will kind of boost me, if that makes sense, you know? And also being mindful of the fact that I've probably got a bug, or it's just like the whole post-COVID thing lingering, and just being kind to myself. And it's like, well, that's just how it is, and that will go, and everything will be fine again. Yeah. So we don't need to push ourselves constantly and indefinitely in order to get where we want to go. Life isn't like that, right? You have energy peaks, energy troughs, sometimes no energy whatsoever, sometimes more energy and more hyper-focus than you ever thought was possible. That's a natural cycle, right? And knowing that and embracing that and understanding that and acknowledging that is a massive step forward. And that in itself will kind of help things feel easier. You know, and think simple things like which time of day you're at your most productive. So for me, I know, and I don't know if it's a perimenopausal thing or what, but, you know, I kind of run out of steam certainly by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And so I wouldn't start anything then. Absolutely not, because it won't be any good. And I don't have any meetings. My calendar, when it's open for meetings, if people want to book a call with me or book a half-hour session with me, or even my Confidence to Grow members, my clients, they can't book their one-to-one kickoff calls with me after like three, half three. That's it. My diary's closed, because I know that I'm tired and I don't want to do it. So I'm much better in the mornings. And that's okay too, yeah? But knowing that that's when you're better. You know, you might be better in the evenings. I am not. I like to go to bed like so early, really early, and sleep a lot. But knowing when you're kind of, your energy is up and you're more vibrant, more alive, that again is going to make things easier for you. So if you're trying to like rally against yourself, it's going to feel even harder, right? It's just going to feel difficult. It's going to feel like you're pushing. And we don't want you to push, we want you to roll, right? I say this to my clients all the time. Pushing is tough, and pushing is a kind of kinetic energy, isn't it? You know, it's like forces clashing, pushing. But rolling, it builds momentum, it builds speed, it kind of takes on a life of its own. And that's how we want you to feel. That's how I want you to feel in your business. So too much going against what is natural to you and what suits you and what you enjoy in terms of your kind of rhythm and flow is just going to be hard. Ain't going to work, right? It's going to be really, really challenging for you. And one of the reasons that you started your business, I am willing to put good money on, is because you wanted more time freedom and also more financial freedom. So the time freedom, that flexibility, that kind of ease and flow, that comes by doing what you want to do, yeah? And doing it in the way that you want to do it. So the sooner you put those boundaries in place and you say, right, I am only doing client calls between 10 and 2 because that's what suits me and I've got other stuff going on at other ends of the day or I'm just tired or I don't want to, then that's absolutely fine. And it would be very rare really for you to lose a client or lose a conversation with a potential client because of the boundaries that you have in place. Because, you know, we all know opening hours, right? We all respect opening hours. It's just the thing. You know, if the shop's not open, you don't go in. So being constantly available, like live available, is not realistic. But being available perhaps on social media DMs, you know, that might be something that you do. You know, I'm quite happy. I don't mind when I reply to those. And certainly in my client WhatsApp group, it could be Sunday morning, could be Tuesday night. It doesn't matter because it's a different energy space for me. So my boundaries are, well, not when I'm asleep, right? Or not when I'm on a call, or nobody's going to die if I don't reply in 10 minutes. But I am available. I am available and I respond very quickly, but it wouldn't be like that in booking calls. And I know that, right? Because that's about managing my energy and that's about making everything feel easier, less effort and more fun for me. And that's how you should look at your own business. You know, what sits right, what feels good to me. And another big thing I know of why it feels hard sometimes, it's not just necessarily about yourself. That's a huge part of it, right? But like I say, these things pass, you know, these dips pass. But it's about it being feeling hard to get new clients, right? It's about it feeling hard that you don't have the income that you'd like. Feeling hard, feeling like you're always pushing, yeah? Feeling like you're always trying to get new clients all the time. And nothing kind of just happens naturally, you know? There isn't the ease and the flow and certainly not the joy and the, oh my God, I made 10K, I did 10K by Thursday stuff that you see on Instagram, right? Well, first of all, I want you to just ignore all of that because it's all rubbish. You don't know the intricacies of it, the infrastructure or the costs behind any of it. But one of the reasons that marketing can feel hard and therefore this flow of clients can feel hard is this kind of push thing, right? And is this trying too hard? And is the analogy that I use is of trying to build a house upside down. So if you're trying to build a house upside down, we all know how houses are built, right? From the ground up. But if you're trying to build a house roof first, it's never going to work. It's always going to collapse. And it's always going to be really, really hard, right? Nigh on impossible. And this is the same thing in your business. So in this house analogy that I use, and my whole Confidence to Grow program is built around this structure, this ground up growth structure, is that you have to start with the foundation. So you can't start with the roof, right? And the roof in this analogy is your marketing. So you can't start with your marketing. You can't just keep posting more and more and more and more and more, and more content on LinkedIn or Instagram and expecting to get more clients, right? You can if that's your final stage. Your final stage of what you're doing in this house analogy, right? But if it's not, And if the marketing feels hard, you need to go back to the house's foundations, right? You need to go back to the beginning. And you need to think about yourself, right? Everything leads from these foundations. If these foundations aren't solid, then everything is going to be difficult. And how you fit into all this is basically you are the foundations, right? Because you are your business and you are the one that attracts the clients or not. You are the one who delivers the services. You're kind of everything, right? You're pivotal in your business. You're essential. There wouldn't be a business without you. And so this kind of it feeling hard is because the foundations aren't right, right? They might have been. They might have been, but now that concrete is cracking a bit and there's maybe a bit of subsidence and or they just weren't built right in the first place. Yeah, so it's built on quicksand or just no foundations at all. So everything is kind of unstable within the business and it feels hard. So what you have to think about in order to make your foundations rock solid is you, is your vision, your mission, your purpose, what really matters to you in business, why you're in business at all, what it is that you want to achieve with your business, what you want your life to look like, how you want to feel, how you want your day to be structured, you know, how the premise of business should look for you. And how you want to change the world, what you want to do, what legacy you want to leave, what really, really, really matters to you. That is what your foundations, the foundations of your business and your metaphorical business house, that's what they need to be based on, right? And if you can't answer those questions and if you don't know that, you've got to stop and you've got to be able to answer those questions because only once do you have those solid foundations in place are you going to be able to move on to the next step, right, of building this house from the ground up. And you've got to think about what really matters to you. And sometimes it's not necessarily the thing that you're doing, right, or the way that you're doing it. And that's great, right? If you discover that and you think, oh, yeah, so I'm going this way, but actually I want to go that way, then that just reignites something in you. It lights up a passion. It gives you the impetus and momentum that you need to move forward. Because if you are building a business on something that you're super passionate about and you really care about, and you would kind of give anything to change the world, then people can see that and people can taste that and people can touch that and people can latch on to that and also believe in that. And then they can join your movement, right? And that's either by following you on social media, by getting your emails, by buying your book, by listening to your podcast, or by becoming a client, by paying you money so that you can support them to achieve this mission and this growth. And it makes, by getting the foundations ready, it makes everything else seem much easier because you're being true and, oh, I don't like the word, but authentic. You know, you're being true, you're being authentic, you're not trying, right? Because this is genuinely what matters to you. And that's what's just so important. And I think it's what's missing so often in business. You know, we start our businesses and we just kind of keep doing it and we add in more and more layers and we overcomplicate things and we do our 9-to-5 because we're good girls and that's what we're told to do. You know, we work hard, we keep our heads down and it's like, this ain't what I wanted. You know, this isn't what I saw for myself. This isn't, you know, I don't care about this. And that's so real in business. That's such a real thing. And I've been through that quite a lot of times. You know, when I first started my business, I didn't start it because I was super passionate about helping businesses with their digital marketing or using social media to grow their businesses. No, I mean, I always, you know, I started dabbling with social media back in 2009. And when I started my business in 2011, I was a real forerunner, and I was an expert in my field, and it was interesting and it was exciting, but I liked it because I learned a lot. I could learn a lot, and it was all new, right? And the bit that I liked that for myself, right, I guess, satisfied that kind of need to learn in me. And the bit that I liked was the touch points with clients. So having clients in a training room or doing consultancy with them or some coaching with them, and kind of seeing the penny drop, the light bulb go on, and the, oh yeah, and knowing that I'd made a difference, right? But my vehicle was social media and digital marketing. And that was the bit that I kind of wasn't super passionate about. And what I really liked right from day one, 2011, what I really liked was having longer conversations with people and getting to understand their business and a bit of a wider kind of dive into their business, like what mattered to them and whether they were making any money and bits we could change like that. That's what kind of always interested me. I guess the human psychology of running a business. You know, I've always found that fascinating. And over the years, I've kind of lent more into that because social media, you know, I mean, I talk to my clients about social media, right? Social media strategy, but it is this roof of the house, right? It's the last thing now, because that in and of itself ain't going to make no difference. You could make some really great reels, but if you don't know what you're talking about, as in you don't know what your message is, you don't know what you're passionate about, you don't know, you don't care really about the thing that you're saying, you're never going to achieve anything. You might get loads of views in that, but no one's ever going to work with you because there's no soul to it. And so for me, that was kind of the disconnect. I know a lot about social media, you know, talk on stage about social media, I can help you with social media strategy, but I don't really care about it, right? That's not what matters to me. That's not what fires me up. What fires me up is taking you on this journey to make you happier in your business and more efficient and more profitable. Because that's the stuff that matters, right? And it's so multifaceted that I find it fascinating across the board. So over the years, I gradually changed this and gradually honed it. And then I think in the last like 2 or 3 years has been when it's really, really come together. And certainly in the work that I did one-to-one with clients. And then when I decided at the end of 2023 that I wasn't going to work one-to-one anymore because I didn't like the kind of regularity of it a bit, you know? It felt like a heavy space for me. And that's quite hard to explain, isn't it, really? Because my clients always got results and my clients were always really super happy. But for me, and when it's your business, it's got to be for you. Yeah, there was a certain heaviness that came with it that I didn't like, didn't enjoy. Hung over me a bit, I guess. And so at the end of 2023, I decided I wasn't going to take on any more one-to-one clients. And as at the end of June 2024, that was it. You know, everybody had come to the end of their time with me. And I started in May 2024. That's when I launched my group program, Confidence to Grow, that is entirely built around this building a house analogy. So the foundations, the walls, the roof, that's the ground up growth framework that I use in the program. And everything is based around, right, how can I be happier? How can I make this suit me more? How can I impact more people? What do I want to impact people in? How do I want to change the world? How do I want to move forward? All the stuff that really matters. And then at some point it's like, all right, so how do I put that into a post on LinkedIn? Do you see, it's just a different way of doing things. And for me, I absolutely love it because I get to really talk about the stuff that matters, right? Really, really dive into the stuff that ultimately this time freedom, the financial freedom, the stuff, the reason that we all started our business, I get to support people on that. And for the people in the program, they get to be part of a community who is also wanting to move forward to just have the life that I want, they want, and not in the cliched bullshit Instagram guru way, you know, but in the actual, do you know what? I feel really happy. I feel really content. I feel I'm in the right place at the right time. And I'm not kind of stressing about anything. It's just all happening. It is rolling and I am not pushing. And it's really incredible. It's just such an incredible thing to see people change like that and for things to feel much easier and less hard, right? It's fantastic. And I feel very privileged to have created this space for people and to be able to be in this space myself with them. And it's all born out of the years and years of my own experience and also of supporting, I don't know, 6,500, 7,000 people over the years and kind of seeing what sits with them and what doesn't. And absolutely, the social media thing, it does not matter, right? I don't care what anyone on Instagram tells you, it does not matter. It's about you radiating the message, the passion, the vision, the mission. That's what people will buy, right? And you don't have to try it that. Once you know what that is and you can put that into words, you don't have to try because it's what you genuinely believe and what you genuinely think. So there's no effort there. And this is how everything starts to become much easier in your business. And this is how people are drawn to you. This is how you have more consistent clients. This is how you do less, but it works, right? And you're not chucking the kitchen sink at absolutely everything, hoping something will stick. You know that you have the confidence in yourself to know that, do you know what? I'm not going to do TikTok because I don't like TikTok. Okay, fine. And it won't kind of make any difference to what you're doing and how you're moving forward and how people are drawn to you. That's what this is what really matters. So it's knowing yourself that matters the most and that is going to make everything easier for you. So you'll be able to manage your energy, which is just so important, right? Nobody ever talks about that when you start a business. It's like, you know, head down, work hard, which, yes, true, you need to do that. And I certainly did my stint of, I don't know, 15, 17 hour days to start with, right? I did all that. But now I help people to not have to do that in quite such an intense way, because you need to put effort in, right? You need to, certainly to start with, and then you can work exactly in the flow that you want. But managing your energy right from the start is a really healthy way to do that, yeah? And knowing what those boundaries are. And if you set your working hours as less than 8 a day, you're going to be way more efficient, actually, because you know that to get a job done, you give it to the part-time person who works part-time, right? We all know that the day before we go on holiday, we get a week's work done in about 25 minutes. So setting these kind of boundaries for yourself will actually help you be more efficient, as well as helping you have a darn sight more time to do the other stuff that you want to do. All the fun stuff in life, right? All those things. You can manage your own time, which is so very important. And I think, you know, being able to like beat to your own drum matters. And it doesn't matter whether it's so out of time with everybody else's that you absolutely could not join any kind of orchestra, but you are happy in your own rhythm and it suits you and you move forwards and you make progress and you support your clients and your clients are happy and you make the money that you want to make doing the thing that you want to do in the time frame, that time boundaries, parameters that suit you. And it all kind of comes together, but it has to come from you knowing, you having your foundations in place. So you knowing your vision, your mission, what you care about, what you really, really want to do. And sometimes that also means like picking your business apart, yeah? Because if it's not working and it's feeling hard and it just, you know, that, then you've got to pick some stuff apart in order to be able to put it back together again. Yeah. So there's a lot of work. There is a lot of work in that. There's a lot of effort. There's a lot of kind of, it's like, oh, shit. But what comes out the other end is absolutely worth it. And don't forget, if you don't want to do this on your own and you need my help, then message me. We'll have a chat. You can maybe come and join Confidence to Grow if you want to. But certainly listening to these podcast episodes will help you, right? Will help you think a little bit differently about that. And I'm really proud of that fact that I can help you kind of in this intimate way in your ears, and it will help you shift your thinking just a little bit. It's really cool. It's a really cool privileged thing to be able to do. I love it. And like I say, you know, I go into this, today is like a kind of day for me, but just doing this podcast, I'm like, right, yes, come on. This stuff has helped people today. And I hope that you are able to find your own kind of outlet to be able to support people. Not saying for a moment that you all need to start podcasts, right? But it's about, you know, if you post some really good social media content that comes from your heart and you know helps people, if you send some really good emails that come from your heart and you know support people, that's kind of what matters, right? And that's what it's all about. And you'll be able to do that once you've got your foundations in place. But if you're trying to do stuff because it's there, or because someone else is doing it, or because you think you should do it and you think that'll be the thing that fixes it, it ain't going to work, because no thing is going to fix anything. It's got to be aligned in the first place. Right? Everything's got to be lined up for you. So that will make everything much easier. So I would say acknowledge that some days things are just a bit harder than normal. Fine. No judgment. That's just fine, right? That's the way it is. But if you follow what I've said today, those days are going to be less and less frequent, and you'll know how to kind of give yourself a little boost and get your momentum back. And your daily norm, your moodle, is that a word? Your normal mood, moodle norm, will be positive. It'll be one of positivity. It will be consistent, and it will be quiet, confident growth. And that's what really matters, right? That's what we want here for you. So thanks for joining me today. It's been a really good one. I enjoy sharing these thoughts with you because I understand how you feel, right? And I also understand kind of what to do next, which I'm grateful to be able to share with you. So thank you for listening today, and I'll see you next week. Lots of love. Bye. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review, as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.